That engine of the American economy known as the iPhone gets new competition.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Samsung is taking the wraps off its new smartphone today in New York, and the Galaxy S4 is getting a lot of attention because there's a chance it could beat Apple in that elusive and highly lucrative quality known as cool. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
You can't do a story about the contender without mentioning the champ. Here's Steve Jobs introducing the first iPhone in 2007.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
The iPhone did change everything, and in the U.S., it still smokes its competitors in terms of sales. Now fast forward to 2013, and this Samsung Galaxy commercial. It's set in front of an Apple store, and a line of fans are waiting for the new iPhone.
The headphone jack is going to be on the bottom.
I heard the connector is all digital.
What?
What does that even mean?
Who knows?
Americus Reed is a marketing professor at Wharton. He says the commercial illustrates what might be a tipping point in Apple brand loyalty.
You've seen this flip where Apple as a brand has gone from, oh, well, that's the unique, think differently brand, to the iPhone user as being this mindless person in the herd.
Steve Jobs famously said that customers don't know what they want until we've shown them. But some Apple fans are wondering if that business model is a little outdated. Andrew Lee has an iPhone, but he's thinking of making the switch to Galaxy for the bigger screen.
It kind of comes down to old eyes. The more I use my iPhone, the more I realize I'm squinting.
Apple believes a smartphone should fit comfortably in your hand. But Lee says that ignores the way people are using smartphones these days. It's not so much a phone, but a way to check Twitter, take pics, post to Facebook. And if Apple doesn't get hip to that, he's turning to Galaxy, a brand that is. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.